Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And Bob, obviously all is well right now. A very peaceful scene behind us, but we know what's in a few weeks, and that's training camp, when these fields will be flooded with players and fans. One of the positions we're going to be watching, though, is that tight end position.
Yeah, and all the fans who will fill those bleachers behind us certainly will be watching closely, too. We know about the Gronkowski effect, unfortunately, when Gronk isn't in the lineup, and what he means to this team when he's out there. Michael Ho'omanowanui had a good year last year, primarily as a blocker, but he comes back after re-signing with the Pats in the offseason. And, Jackie, a couple of interesting wild cards, I think. James Devlin, primarily a fullback in the past, getting a lot of time this spring and summer with the tight end group. And then there's DJ Williams. Last year signed twice by the Pats late in the season, and when they inked him for that second time, they brought him back for 2014. He's been a bit nicked up this summer. If he comes back and has a good training camp, might be a guy to look for.
Very interesting, too, that you brought up James Devlin in that tight end positional groupings during minicamp. Very underrated as a blocker, I think. So I'm very interested to see what they do with him during training camp and how he fits and how he competes with the rest of those tight ends.
And he showed pretty good hands, too. For
That's
what
right.
it's worth, again, without pads and the 11-on-11 drills and the various drills that the Patriots did during the OTAs in minicamp. A couple of rookies, of course, will try to do what Zach Sudfeld did last year in the preseason, and that's really, again, defy expectations for non-drafted players coming in to make an NFL roster.
Right.
Justin Jones, 6'8".
Huge. He's absolutely huge.
Yeah, miscast a bit at East Carolina as a wide receiver.
Okay, yeah, he looks like he could be certainly that next Gronk-like, but we'll see. We all thought that about Zach Sudfeld last year as well. So certainly the tight ends, one of the most intriguing positions. They're all intriguing, I think. That's
absolutely
pretty much it. Well, that'll do it for Bob and myself for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.